God bless you. It's my honor and privilege to be here today. I feel like when I met Pastor Mark and Pastor Jerry and many of you that I can recognize today, I feel just so thankful to be here with you. But let me introduce, before I speak about what I feel in my heart to share with you, to my beautiful wife that is here with me. And I asked her that I told her when Pastor Jerry say we have two intercessors, I say, well, we have actually three, because my wife, she's a mighty intercessor. And I believe that many of the things that are happening in our ministry is because of her prayers. So, honey, if you can come, please, and you say hello. Her name is Miriam, and to me, she's the most beautiful, beautiful one.
Good morning, church. I speak Spanish, so tú me traduces. De verdad que estoy muy agradecida con el Señor por permitirme estar en este lugar.
I am very thankful to be here with you.
Y quiero decirle algo que sentía mientras estábamos adorando.
And I want to share something while we were worship.
Creo que estamos cargados de la misma visión y del mismo sentir en el Espíritu.
I believe we have the same passion and the same vision in the Spirit.
Y vamos a ver ustedes y nosotros como un solo pueblo vamos a ver un avivamiento poderoso en esta ciudad.
And we are very close to see a mighty revival in our city.
Amen. Don't stop, please. Don't stop. You need pray and pray and pray and pray, because this is a real. Amen.
Amen. So could you please pray in Spanish, honey?
Español, yes. Claro, claro. Uh-huh. Te puedes poner de pie, vamos a orar un
momento. Please stand. Let's pray in Spanish.
Y vamos a pedirle al Espíritu de Dios,
unless we act the Holy Spirit,
que llene este lugar,
that fill this place,
que Él se mueva como quiera,
that He move Himself with
que si
liberty,
tú necesitas sanidad,
that if you come here expecting
Él
something
venga sobre
like healing,
ti y te sane,
that He come today and heal you,
que si tú necesitas una dirección de Dios,
that if you need a direction from God,
hoy sea el día en que esa palabra venga sobre tu
that
vida.
Today be the day for you to receive direction.
Padre, te damos gracias.
Father, I give you praise.
Honramos tu presencia en este lugar.
And we honor and recognize your presence in this
house. Presentamos este lugar delante del trono de tu gracia.
We present this place before the throne of your grace.
Te pedimos, Señor,
and we ask you, Lord,
que desde los cielos se derrame,
that from heaven you pour out,
la lluvia de tu Espíritu Santo,
the rain of your Spirit.
Señor, muévete en este lugar.
Move your mighty hand.
Sana, Señor.
Heal your people.
Lo que tu pueblo está necesitando.
Heal the land and everything that the people needs.
Mientras estamos en esta atmósfera,
on this atmosphere,
ven y muévete, Señor.
Move yourself.
Muévete en tu presencia santa.
Move with your mighty presence.
Aviva
and holy
nuestros
presence
corazones.
And revive our hearts.
Toma las oraciones de nuestro, de este tu pueblo.
The accumulation of the prayers.
Y haz tu perfecta voluntad en medio nuestro.
Do your perfect will in our midst.
Señor, todos nosotros.
We all together.
Diferentes razas.
From different places.
Diferentes lenguas.
Different tongues.
Honramos tu nombre.
Honor your only name.
Y te decimos, ven, Señor.
And we say, come, Lord Jesus.
Espíritu Santo,
Holy Spirit,
llena este lugar.
Fill this house with
en
your glory.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' mighty
amen
name.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. I told you, when she prays, something happened. Actually, I'm ready to say amen and let's go home. Praise the Lord. So I want to share something about the history of revival in the country that I come from. I am going to share a little bit about my background. Me and my wife, we both from Bogota, Colombia, in South America. That was the country where we both met, and when I came here to Nashville 20 years ago, back in 2002, I remember that I say I'm from Columbia, and they say, oh, Columbia, Tennessee. I say, no, It's far, farther south. It's in South America. But it has been an interesting journey for me and my wife, because we both come from a different background. We both come from a background from a families that we don't know anything about the Lord. My father, he was a Catholic. We claim to be Catholics, but we don't really, we prophesy to be Catholics, but we don't really practice anything. We don't go to church. I grew up in a good house. My father was a dentist, and he wanted me to be a dentist too. So I go to college, and I work with my father for a few years. And part of my testimony is I asked the Lord, Lord, why do you send me to America as a missionary with my wife? Having nothing, I think that the first lesson that he wants to impart into my heart is how to live a well life full of faith and belief for everything. I mean, we came here to America not even speaking English. When we both land here in America, we barely say hi. We don't know how to answer to our names. But 6 months after, supernaturally, I was preaching my first sermon in English. So I believe in the supernatural. I believe the supernatural is real. So we're both from Bogota, and I want to start just sharing that. I told Lord, why you allow me to born in Bogota? Why in Colombia? And why it was easy for me to do the ministry out there? He told me, well, one of the reasons why I allow you to born in Colombia is because you are a witness, a true witness of a revival. And I saw in my country full of problems and full of drugs cartels and full of many situations, difficult situations, how God have enough power not only to change one person, but how God has enough power to change a nation. So God sent us 20 years ago to proclaim revival to America. And I believe that this is the reason why we're here, because we are ambassadors of revival to this nation. And I believe that the Lord is going to send another wave of revival. And we are about to see open heavens and the Holy Spirit moving in America like never before. If you believe that, say amen with me. So the Bible said in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind and filled the whole house where they were sitting. One of the things that we need to understand when we're really serious about revival is that we need to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit the administrator of revival? He's the one that really transforms and change. He's the one who brings conviction and change the way we think. I remember when I was in college, the first person in my whole family that were saved was my auntie Rosita. And she was the first one that accepted Jesus. And to all of us, that was something that we don't quite understand, because our mind were educated, used to think in the same way that the system thinks. So she was out of the system now. She was thinking different. And now every time that she comes onto my birthdays, to me was a very hard time, because she not only sing happy birthday in the way that we understand, but she is speaking in a way that we don't understand. And I was like, well, what is she saying? I was trying to comprehend with a natural mind the things of God, which we never will understand. But I feel uncomfortable. And it is good to feel uncomfortable sometimes. Praise the Lord for those kind of people that make us to feel uncomfortable. So once the birthday finished, she started speaking in other tongues. And I was like, I was in college trying to reason with my education. What is she trying to say? I knew that that's not English. That's something weird. So I say, Auntie Rosita, let's we do a deal. Please do not speak more in this strange language because that's scare me a little bit. And she said, I will do a deal if you come with me to the church. So I say, well, that's a deal, but only one time. And she brought me to the church. And the great thing about revival is that when revival comes, the Holy Spirit awareness about the holiness of God, but also about the love of God. So once you are in a real revival, you are aware, you are awake to the reality of God. It's something that is beyond our words. It is something that is beyond the way for you to try to change another person. In fact, men can never change another man. This is only by the supernatural power of God. So I went in my Auntie Rosita church on Sunday morning. In the last chair, like where you are, back there. I don't want nobody to see me. So it was so strange to me to see people are doing weird things because the churches that I used to visit were churches where I see so many statues and so many different things. But that church were a different church to me. It was a very different experience. And I remember that my auntie, because that was my first time I was in college, started to become a dentist. She was presenting me to everybody. And I was... Well, I make a deal. I have to do my part. Try to smile my best. And for something that, how many believe that God has everything on purpose? That we are here because of purpose. So the pastor always, he has his office back there and he has a door right there. But that day, for a reason, the pastor entered from the back door. And the first person that he saw was me. And he told me, I don't know who you are, young man, but you are here because of a purpose. And the Lord said to you that you are going to be an ambassador for the nations. And you are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And nations will be open the door to receive your anointing. God will use you to the nations. I don't even understand what he said. To me was this is what my logical intellectual mind taught me. This is the reason why your auntie is like that. Look how is the pastor. That's the reason. She's the product of what the pastor is. I was absolutely right. One of the things that revival brings is truly obedience to the word. When we are in revival, we truly obey the word more. And it is something that increases the anointing. I mean, I start to experience some kind of miracles in my life. Like my wife, for example, when I met her, I remember that she worked in a place where she told me, I asked her, can I pick it up after your work? And she said, yes, you can come. I will wait you in a place, in a parking lot of a place, and she was Catholic too, I was Catholic too, and there is some kind of words that you only understand if you are in the Christian ethnos. So she told me, I wait you in a building of a place that have a big sign in the top that says revival. I don't know what that means, but I will wait you over there. So I pick her up in that parking lot. I will show you a video, probably 6-7 times of the video, where a church that I pick up my wife start with 20 people, and then they move, and then they move, and then now have 1 million people in Bogota. So that was the place that I pick up my wife, in that parking lot, knowing anything. What revival brings? What comes with revival? Number one, revival brings Revival contaminate others. It is something that contaminate positive. Something. I am thankful for my auntie that she was the first one to be impacted, not by a religion, but by a real relationship with God. And she was brave enough to come into a house of people with high intellect to say there is something higher and there is something beyond of what you know, and it is the gospel of the kingdom. And as the Lord saved me, he will save my whole family. So revival will positively contaminate others. If we are in revival, you cannot stop. It is contaminate more than COVID. It is very contaminated. You once you receive revival, you want others to experience the same thing. Number two, revival impact different ethnos. Transform. I remember I was speaking to my father. He, as I told you, he was a dentist, and I am the oldest of three, then my sister and my little brother, and he told me, son, I still don't know why you were the only one that I put in a Christian private education. I feel that I have to do this. But he doesn't feel the same thing with my sister. He doesn't feel the same thing with my little brother. Because once you have a calling in your life, come on, somebody. When you are marked with a calling, it's the Lord who ordained your steps. So now I am in a college, I am in a high school. I'm in the American private school in Bogota, Colombia, founded by a missionary back in 1869 that went from America believing that Colombians deserve better education, not only academic, but also they deserve an education where Jesus was the center. And now, over 100 years after, I am preaching in America as a result of what she saw years ago. Now, I am in America preaching the same gospel that she preached back there in Bogota, Colombia. Come on, somebody, give him praise. So, revival transformed education. Government were transformed by revival. We have a government with so many problems, corruption. But everything was transformed. Now we have the president, the previous president of Colombia, he publicly claimed himself to be a Christian. So we have now people in the power that they bring righteousness, because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness. We have people in power who rule the country, technology, arts. We have singers, we have writers, we have people going everywhere, impacting different nations just because of this revival in Colombia. I am here as a product of this revival. But also, the Bible tells in Acts chapter 2 that when the sound of heaven came, the power that ruled Jerusalem, because it was a power right there, that power were cast out, and then the mighty harvest came. So how can you explain that even Jesus himself, he preached in Jerusalem and they reject him? Are you with me? But now, when the Holy Spirit came and when the mighty wind came, all those powers in this territory were They came down, and now Peter, under the anointing of the Spirit, preached, and the first harvest of souls come. So revival removed demonic powers. Can somebody say amen to that? Wherever there is revival, the ministry of deliverance is activated, and the first thing that God revived is our own lives. Wherever the revival is, the kingdom of God is established and darkness are removed. And all the spiritual and demonic powers in Jerusalem were removed. Now we have 3,000 people that receive Jesus and get baptized. And then Peter preach again and another thousands get baptized and get saved to the glory of God. Because revival, it is not only to have a good meetings. Revival, it is not only to have a good worship. Revival, it is to remove powers in the territories and bring the harvest to the Lord. Revival is to confront the religious spirit. I was a religious man. I don't have a religion, really. But I was educated by the tradition of my family that I am a Catholic. So every time that they ask me, do you have a religion? I do have a religion. But once you are in revival, you are confronted with the manifested power of God. It was in 2001 when I was alone and suddenly. I for the first time in my life, I have experienced the very presence of the Holy Spirit on my life, and I feel, because I was a good man. I claim myself to be a good man. I say, when they ask me, how do you consider? I always say, I'm a good man. I help people. When people can afford to pay a treatment in my dentistry, I help them. I do good works. I even give some money to the church before I was Christian. I don't understand why people struggle to tithe an offering, being a Christian, giving to the Lord. So I was giving donations, being a dentist. I help people. I help the poor. And when they ask me, can you help? I do. I did it. But it was a brave man, short like me, that came to my dentistry one day and say, doctor, can I tell you something? I say, yes, but I have only 2 minutes. And I'm 5 minutes, I'm going to close. And he say, can I ask you something? How you consider yourself? I say, considering what? Spiritually. I say, I think that I'm a good person. I'm a good man. I help people. I love people. I try to do my best to be a good man. And he told me, he confront me. Because this is what revival does, confront you. And he was brave enough. He you know what revival brings? Courage. Boldness, supernatural boldness. And I told him, I will give you 5 minutes. I have another patient. I have to go. Because we try to avoid what confronts us. And he told me, I just have one question. If I can ask you, how do you consider yourself? I say, well, I'm not as religious as you are, but I am not as bad as other people is. I am not. I think that I am. I consider myself as a warm man, warm man. And it was like I saw in his eyes that he was like, he understand the truth that I didn't know. And he asked me, excuse me, doctor, do you have a Bible? I said, yes, I do. I bring my Bible. And he told me, can I read just one verse in your own Bible, Revelation 3:16? Come on, somebody. If you know that verse, you know what it says. I said, your time is done. But that truth spoke to my heart over and over. I remember that night I was thinking, how I pronounced those words. How those words came out of my mouth. It was something that nailed into my heart. And God confronted my religious spirit before he delivered me. And finally, revival is to reach the world. Revival is not to have good meetings, but it's to reach the world, it's to reach the lost out there. If you agree with me, let we give a big praise the Lord. Pastor Mark, I don't know if you are ready with the video. This is in my own city, Bogota. This is the church that I pick up my wife. You will see some images of how everything small start. But let me finish with something. My dad, he was 3 weeks ago in Bogota. I'm in Nashville 20 years. I don't even know that Nashville exists, because for a Colombian, America is Miami and New York. So once I landed 20 years ago here in Nashville, and it was, God sent us as a missionaries, and I tell my wife, honey, everybody here is Christian. Who will win? They even say that, I mean, this is a full gospel, born again country. God sent us to a country where everybody say that is Christian. Years after, I figured it out why he sent us here. But my father was 3 weeks ago. Before, when we came 20 years ago, I remember my family and my wife's family from her side telling us, when you can, please send us some money. Help us with money. Now, they send money to us from Colombia. They say, when you need something, let us know. I say, how revival changed even the economy of a country. I told my dad, how much money do you spend? He said, I don't spend anything. I came with $3,000 more. So he don't spend nothing. He came with money from Colombia, because revival changed the economy too. So let's we see what happened in Bogota. This is a chronicle of revival in Bogota, Colombia. And I will try to, with the microphone, help. It is in Spanish, but in the spirit you understand.
Hay muchas historias. Las hemos oído, visto. Cada una con sus protagonistas, con sus guionistas, con sus autores. Pero esta historia de avivamiento, el único guionista, creador y director es el Espíritu Santo. Los comienzos no fueron fáciles, ni deslumbrantes. Él preguntó, ¿qué tienes a la mano? Y aquí comenzó esta historia.
Esta ha sido la historia de tu iglesia. So I believe this is the reason why we're here in America. Will you please stand? Let me pray. Pastor Jerry, thank you. It's my honor to be here. Thank you for this opportunity and privilege, as well as my friend Mark. Thank you so much. I feel very honored to be in your house. Hope you come back soon again and bless us again. So revival is for those who are hungry, for those who are thirsty. It is not an event. It is real, and I am a witness of this. I am a result with my wife of this mighty revival that I believe it is going to be in America too, yes. To the glory of God. So if you lift up your hands, let's ask the Holy Spirit to impart to us this fire. Impart to us, Holy Spirit, this mighty fire, the reality of your holiness, the reality of your love. Be in pouring out the fire of the Spirit. I pray, Lord, that the same way that you send me from a country where I witness how you transform powerfully, Lord, all the country. And I pray, Lord, for my city, and cry out with all the leaders and pastors and apostles and prophets and teachers of this house and also of this city, Lord, for a mighty revival to come into our own city, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But not only in the same way that you did it in Bogota, but in a greater way for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And from this nation, Lord, that we can hear the mighty things that you will do. I declare the supernatural power of God being pouring out upon your people. And I declare miracles, signs, and wonders for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Come on, put your hands together and give him praise.